This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Tanner Colby was on the show with me last year to talk about a story about John Belushi and Bob Woodward. So he's written about Saturday Night Live. He wrote biographies of Belushi and Chris Farley. He's also written about race in a book called Some of My Best Friends Are Black, The Strange Story of Integration in America. So Tanner seems like the perfect person to talk to when those two circles on the Venn diagram intersect. And they will tonight when Sasheer Zamata takes her place as the first black female cast member of Saturday Night Live in 5 years since Maya Rudolph left the show. Tanner, welcome back to America Weekend.
Thank you for having me.
So Sasheer is going to have to be the 50-year-old Michelle Obama tonight, right?
Yes, the 25, 26, 4-year-old Sasheer Zamata, I'm not sure, is going to play Michelle Obama. But that's par for the course. You know, of course, you had Dan Aykroyd playing Richard Nixon back in the day. I went online and looked at all of her YouTube videos and stuff she's done. She's very talented. She's very funny. I know some people who know her from that comedy, the underground New York comedy scene, and people say she's very talented.
And she got the job after auditioning, but it's really a matter of Lorne Michaels' hand being forced by his own cast members, right?
Right. They have a terrible track record of basically all black cast members, but particularly with black female cast members. There were Ellen Cleghorn in the 90s was the first black female cast member to last more than half a season, and the other two were just sort of there briefly and then gone. And then Alan Cleghorn was there for a few years and was never really used to great effect on the show and was never, you know, obviously became one of the big stars on the show. And then there was another big vacancy again until Maya Rudolph. And Maya Rudolph did very well and left the show and is now married to Paul Thomas Anderson and did Bridesmaids and other stuff. But there's been no one since 2007 for the entire Obama era, no one to play Michelle Obama, no one to touch on the themes of race or in any current events at all. And they got around that for a long time because Kenan Thompson used to agree to play women in drag. He would play Oprah, he would play Star Jones from The View and run all these roles. And he finally sort of put his foot down and said, I'm not going to do this anymore. You can't use it as a workaround to hiring a black woman. You need black women and other people of color on the show if you're going to be relevant in the 21st century.
So will we now see a blacker Saturday Night Live?
No. it's like the New York Times. It is the comedy show of the establishment, which is funny because when John Belushi and all those guys started it in 1975, they were comedy revolutionaries. They thought of themselves as like the Abbie Hoffmans of entertainment, and they were going to like storm into the, you know, citadels of the East Coast media elite and tear it down and be revolutionaries. And of course, in about 6 months, they were the establishment. And Saturday Night Live is now sort of this, you know, Gilbert Gottfried put it best, it no longer matters if Saturday Night Live is good or bad. It's a restaurant in a good location. And so it is. It's just an institution now. And it's still a very white show in terms of its, you know, outlook and what it represents. And so it has two new black writers, and it has Sasheer Zamata being on the show now, and you have Jay Farrow and Kenan Thompson. So there will be more racial humor on it, but as one of the things I pointed out in the piece, the humor will still come from a certain point of view that is shaped by Lauren's sensibilities, sort of the groups. You know, sketches go through a group writing process where people comment and talk about it, and so everything sort of gets honed down to the majority point of view to a certain extent, regardless of where it came from a black writer, from a white writer. And so there's sort of just a consensus viewpoint that emerges and evolves over time for the show in different eras. And so the show will have more racial humor in it, but it's not going to be, it's not going to be a Spike Lee movie. It's not going to be a Tyler Perry movie. It's still going to be Saturday Night Live dealing with race from the point of view that Saturday Night Live currently has, which is mostly a white point of view.
You write in an online piece that you wrote, I'm going to quote you, the current struggles with race in Studio 8H, that's where SNL emanates from, the current struggles with race in Studio 8H offer us a sadly useful illustration of what's wrong with diversity in this country generally. What does that mean?
Well, yeah, the part of the reason there are no black people on Saturday Night Live is because the comedy pipeline that feeds up to it is also segregated. The comedians in that world don't allow to have a lot of diversity or integration in their personal lives. And getting on a show like SNL or getting a show on Comedy Central or, you know, Jimmy Fallon is as much about your relationships with the people on the show as your talent. You know, John Belushi himself, Lorne Michaels did not like John Belushi and thought he was trouble, which was actually probably quite accurate, and didn't want him on the show. And if Gilda Radner and Chevy Chase and Michael O'Donoghue hadn't been behind the scenes saying, no, Lorne, you need this guy, then he wouldn't be there. And so having that kind of social capital and relationships and people who know you and vouch for you is a key part of getting hired, not just how funny was your audition. And when you look at the black people who've been successful on the show, particularly Maya Rudolph, who's been the most successful, you know, she went to a majority white high school, and she's a mixed race heritage, and she went to a majority white upper middle class high school in Hollywood, where she was friends with Gwyneth Paltrow. So, you know, she was part of that world. So the fact that she was a mixed race or black heritage, you know, was a nice addition, but she was already firmly rooted in the social world that feeds Saturday Night Live. And black people who come from far outside of that spectrum, with certain exceptions like Tracy Morgan, don't do as well. And so you have because we lead these segregated social lives, that leads to a phenomenon where you have black talent being funneled into shows like Tyler Perry sitcoms and BET and TV One and Radio One and Urban Radio. And black talent sort of gravitates that way because that social network is built up around that industry. Whereas white social capital through the Upright Citizens Brigade and Second City and the Groundlings, which are all predominantly white institutions, that gravitates towards Second City and or towards Saturday Night Live and Comedy Central and the major network sitcoms. So until we have integration in people's personal lives to facilitate the relationship that it takes to create a television show, you're not going to see much more than token integration in the media.
I do have to disagree with you on one point. You said that Maya Rudolph was the black person who did the best on Saturday Night Live. That may be the best black female cast member, but the black person who did the best on SNL is undoubtedly Eddie Murphy.
Well, I will revise that statement to say that Eddie Murphy was a lone exception to everything. In fact, that's one of the things I've had in the article. But Eddie Murphy was on the show for, actually, was in hindsight, a very brief period. We think of Eddie Murphy as like being this giant of Saturday Night Live. He showed up on Saturday Night Live, and he was so famous from the day he got there. And he made 48 hours, only being on the show for like a year and a half. And he was more famous than the show, because that was when the show was at its nadir in terms of popularity. So Eddie Murphy is just sort of an exception to all rules. He was more famous than the show when he was on the show. He had his foot out the door the minute he got there. Whereas Maya Rudolph was on the show for, I believe, like 7 seasons and, you know, became much more a part of the show. So, yes, you are correct. Eddie Murphy was far more successful, but I put Eddie Murphy sort of in his own category.
You mentioned that they added a couple of black female writers to the show. Are there black male writers there?
I know there was one in the 90s. I'm not sure who's there now.
You know, the fact that you had to think when you were answering that, gee, I think there might have been one in the 90s, that says everything you need to know about Lorne Michaels and his organization, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah, and about the comedy world outside of that. You know, obviously Lorne Michaels has a bias, and there is his own prejudices are at work here, you know, in the casting process, and also whatever prejudices of the people who funnel talent up to Lorne Michaels, because Lorne Michaels obviously doesn't scout everything himself. So, you know, you have those biases at work, but it's simplistic to say that that's the only root of the problem. That's only one element of what's going on, really. And so, you know, because they had, like, Jordan Peele, who does the Barack Obama from the Key and Peele show on Comedy Central, he was offered a spot on the show when, you know, because people criticized Saturday Night Live for having Fred Armisen, who is not black, do the Obamacare impression for so many years.
Yep.
Well, they offered it to a black cast member, but they got turned down. And this past season, they did audition two black actresses last fall, but they didn't make the cut. So you know, there's always some black talent in the pipeline, but why they don't get picked at the last minute, what the, you know, obstacles are.
I don't understand it either. Tanner Colby, thanks so much for joining me again here today.
Thank you very much.
Tanner's book is called Some of My Best Friends Are Black. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend. America Weekend.